And the male horse, you said, is called a...
A stallion until he is castrated. Okay. And it's just called a stud.
All right. And what about the term gelding? Is that...
Yeah, they use that a lot after he's been castrated
also. Okay. And one, if you just see an animal that we're talking about, like this, a riding animal, and you can't tell whether it's the female of this is called a...
Not a mare.
Mare. But if you see somebody riding and you aren't concerned with whether it's a mare or a stallion, he's riding a
horse.
And two, one horse and two
colts.
All right. But just say they're both full grown.
One horse
or a couple of.
Yeah, we just say there's two horses.
All right. And if someone has never been on a horse, he might say, I have never
ridden a horse.
But if yesterday he did, you might say, yesterday he
did ride.
And, or he simply, he
rode the horse.
All right, and if he had trouble and sort of slipped off, you might say what?
He fell off.
All right.
And if the horse showed him, you'd say he bucked with him.
Bucked with him, all right. Well, would you use the same way if somebody were asleep, maybe in bed and had a nightmare and managed somehow to slip out? How would you say that? The same way as you do get off the horse?
Yeah.
You say what? Last night he was in a nightmare and
he fell off the bed.
All right. And what about those things that are put on the horse's feet?
They're the shoes, iron shoes.
All right. And they are fastened onto, what do you call it?
The hoof.
All right. And the horse has four?
Four hoofs.
And do you know any other? There's a game that's played.
Horseshoe game.
Right, and
by the way, before we go on, if you talk about that iron horseshoe now, I guess you saw that the other day, and probably you haven't seen it in Kentucky. And while they're fixing them for the, and another place up there, police, all the police, while they're riding them horses, they got rubber shoes they put on them in the summer now.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Lighter?
Yeah, and it keeps it from being so hot to the feet, the pavement. But when winter time comes, they take that rubber shoe off
and put
the steel shoe back, iron shoe back.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, what are there, do you know any similar outdoor games like horseshoes played the same way? You know, we have any other games like that? You throw something at a pig, maybe? Don't think of anything like that. I don't think we have that around here.
No.
What about the male sheep?
It's a ram.
All right. And the female?
That's
EWE.
Yeah, you.
You know, in my part of the country, they call that a yo, I remember.
Yeah.
You ever heard yo? For EW, for you?
Kentuckyism, I'm sure,
but I grew up saying yo
instead of
you. All right, and that cloth that is made from, or that the hair that grows on the back of a sheep, is
wool.
And the male hog is called a
bull.
And any other words for him?
Yeah, he is, after he's castrated, called a barra.
All right. And if you have a whole bunch of these animals, you say a bunch of.
A bunch of hogs. I got a mixed bunch. I got some.
Any difference when they're old and young? Excuse me. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, they are. We got some shoats.
Shoats.
You call shoats.
They're young.
Yeah,
they're shoats.
Yeah, that's right.
I think I've heard that word too, and I've forgotten about it.
Yeah,
if they're older, they're hogs then.
Yes, and when they get older, they're hogs.
All right. And that stiff hair that grows on a hog's neck, you mentioned it. They use it for brushes.
Yeah.
That's called, or what is those hairs called?
Bristles.
Right.